4:59. It's the Hard Line. And there are 60 more minutes of the Hard Line because we're done at 6 o'clock. Let's stop down for this.
Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, and we also need to welcome our Thursday guest, our rant friend, Gordon Keith.
And you're only going to even find that.
Hello, I'm here.
Gang. What were you listening to?
Oh, I was watching a debate on God between a rabbi and Christopher Hitchens. The late Christopher Hitchens.
So that Gordon. Is the most Gordon thing
is that
I've
part
ever
of your
snack?
Is that part of your Christopher Hitchens playlist?
I do love his voice. And he was a smart guy.
Gang.
I like Christopher Hitchens.
All right, finish your snack. So yesterday at this time, gang. We talked about
that's not me.
The lineup being announced. Your grinder's blowing up. I don't know if there's somebody walking
that.
By the bunker right now.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta go look outside and see who's walking by, see if they're hot.
So yesterday at this time, we talked about the lineup being announced for the 2024 Coachella Festival. Headlined by Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, and Doja Cat, and a bunch of bands that, or artists, not even bands, that are pointed towards Gen Z and,
yeah.
and the Instagram influencer crowd that is now...
The non-instrument-laden bands.
Yeah, a lot of laptops yep. at Coachella. Well, the anti-Coachella announced... A lineup today, that being Jazz Fest, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which will take place April 25th through 28th, and then the following weekend of May 2nd through the 5th. And this is, I mean, this is Corby Fest.
I know.
So.
Corby likes jazz?
No.
Well, there's certainly
really
New Orleans. There's New Orleans style jazz.
He calls it Americana.
In you know, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and our friend Trombone Shorty. But here are your headliners. The Rolling Stones,
Bingo.
Foo Fighters,
Bingo.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse,
Bingo.
The Killers,
Bingo.
Oh my god.
Chris Stapleton, Widespread Panic,
Bingo.
Oh my gosh.
This is out of control.
And then lesser in the Corby wheelhouse, The Killers.
Brightness.
John Batiste, Queen Latifah, Greta Van Fleet, Vampire Weekend,
Man.
Bonnie Raitt.
Holy cow.
Earth, Wind & Fire, The Beach Boys, The Wallflowers, and they will also have a tribute set for the late Jimmy Buffett. And there's so many other bands as well. It's
yeah.
crazy.
But the top heavy of the Rolling Stones and the Foo Fighters and the Killers and Widespread Panic and Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Oh, my God.
There's a massive text chain going on right now trying to figure this out.
How could you get that many acts in one festival?
Well, it's a four-dayer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's Thursday through, and the Stones are already, it's their Thursday night of the second. So, like, the first weekend is X amount. Let's say it's $500 for a pass. The second weekend is, like, $800 because the Stones are only playing the second weekend, and they got to raise more money to pay for them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want a VIP pass or a full weekend pass, those are on sale, but single-day tickets... aren't going to go on sale until next month.
Yeah. New Orleans,
man. So, Corby,
man.
Are you looking for a hookup, or are you willing to pay for this?
No. I'm paying. I'm paying.
But what for the record...
Look out the window, Gordon.
Yeah, I just got a hookup.
For the record, one segment ago, he could not afford to take his wife to the World Cup.
Yeah.
Because he's
we
spending
can go to
all
this.
The money on
yeah.
Rolling Stone.
He can spend money on himself, just not on other people.
Right. And I do, I mean, I think you're the same way, Gordon. There's a love fest with the city of New Orleans. I don't get
sure.
down there enough. I adore that place. I think it's such a magical city. And I feel like I get down there about once every 5 years or so. And every time I go down there, I'm like, God, I need to get back here more. And I never do. And this just seems like an easy path to execute that. Although it'd be a lot of times at the fairgrounds instead of the city.
It's right. lovely. It was fun. I went in November.
That's right.
when they moved the LSU game to 11, I said, perfect. Well, then we'll go to New Orleans. And it was great.
Did y'all go after the game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Gordon, have you booked your Vegas travel yet for the Super Bowl?
No.
He'll book it that morning.
Vegas?
That morning he'll book
it. No way he's done that.
I just assume somebody would handle that for me.
The Super Bowl is in Vegas.
Yes, I actually did. As part of my effort to be a new me in a new year, I've actually been getting things done this year.
I'm proud of you.
I'm on a roll. Yeah. Well, so I got that done a couple weeks ago.
So we know that Roc Nation is producing the halftime show, the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show, as they took over last year. And they've already announced that Usher is the headliner of halftime. But now they have also announced the pregame artists for Super Bowl 58 in Vegas. Would you like to hear who's going to be doing the pregame festivities?
Yes.
And they usually carry this on the air, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. This is, they may have like a concert outside the stadium, but that's not this. This is on the telecast in the stadium. So they will have a national anthem singer, an America the Beautiful singer, and a Lift Every Voice and Sing singer.
Okay, so it's going to be Robin Thicke until Tuesday.
Those are very poor guesses.
Till Tuesday. Amy Mann is great, though.
She is awesome. She that is, Magnolia soundtrack yeah, but she, is but wonderful.
She's going to get Till Tuesday back together
right for this
to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
I already know the
you
answer.
You guys are not making me feel very safe to take guesses.
I know the answer.
The national anthem will be sung by Reba McEntire.
Reba?
Oh, God.
Didn't the Hammer have sex with her or something?
Did he claim that?
Who, me?
I think so.
It's very direct.
I thought that was
Damon. I don't know. It's one of them.
America the Beautiful will be performed by Post Malone.
Do you think Posty was trying to hold out until the Cowboys got there and finally he's just like, it's never going to happen. Might as well just do
it. Well, or maybe he thought that this was the year.
That's right.
Like Troy thought that they were going to at least get to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And then Andrea Day will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Like operate. What do you mean?
Is he
Young Gravy?
She's a legend.
She's won a Grammy for something.
You've never heard of her, Gordon.
Yes, I have.
What does she do?
She sang Let Your Heart Sing, among other things.
Among other things. Yesterday we had the story that, or maybe it was the day before. Can't remember if it was yet. No, it was yesterday, that Pauly Shore is going to play Richard Simmons in an upcoming biopic. Mm-hmm. So he's already... Yes. He's already playing Richard Simmons in a short film called The Court Jester, which will be screening at Sundance on the 19th, and then it'll later be available on YouTube.
And that's Richard Simmons. Yeah, he's doing it in both, right?
Yes, yes. But there is an unrelated biopic, a full-length feature that will also star Pauly Shore as Richard Simmons. But I don't know if he has any recourse, but Richard Simmons is saying that he is not granted permission. So he posted on Facebook, he said, "Hi, everybody. You may have heard they may be doing a movie about me with Pauly Shore. I have never given my permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read. I no longer have a manager. I no longer have a publicist. I just try to live a quiet life and be peaceful. Thank you all for your love and support."
Why did he need to add those on? Okay, what was it? It seems like it was only a couple of years ago that there was a story of Richard Simmons being hijacked in his own home by someone?
Like held hostage by his caregiver?
He's gay! Yeah.
Like maybe they were cashing his checks or something?
Yeah, something really
weird.
He
came out and said that was not true.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Richard Simmons came out and released a statement saying, "I'm not being held hostage. I'm just living a quiet life and all that." But, I mean, I don't know what to believe with him. I do fear that something's going on with him. But he can't control whether or not they do a movie about him.
No. None of us can.
The Stern movie?
Will Pauly Shore ever play Dave Lane in the Dave Lane movie?
No, they will never make that movie.
And then Dave tries to get it stopped.
Yeah.
By saying he lives a quiet life.
Oh.
Did you know that
it sounds
that
like
Richard
your gape photos are getting a lot of hits.
My goatsy self-portrait.
No, what about Richard Simmons?
Oh.
Did you know that he was extremely happy back when you were watching him when you were a kid?
Gay?
Oh.
Gay?
No, I didn't know that. But my grandpa didn't know that Liberace was gay.
Right. So, no one knew back then.
No. Yeah, my mom swore, oh, no, Liberace, he's the total ladies' man.
Like,
huh? I don't think so.
All right, one last one before we get into some more risque e-news in the Rant Revival
By the
coming
way,
up next.
One of the more underrated movies of the last 20 years was the Liberace movie. That Michael Douglas is Liberace and Matt Damon is his young lover.
That was really
good.
Dude,
it was so much fun in that scene where Matt Damon kind of wakes up and Liberace's kind of staring at him in bed and he pulls the sheet up and he goes, looks like someone's awake.
Oh.
Well, speaking of movies, it was confirmed. It was confirmed on the Tonight Show last night as Jodie Foster said she was, in fact, offered the role of Princess Leia in Star Wars.
Really?
Hmm.
She said that she was already locked into a contract for a Disney movie and she didn't want to break it. And so if you look at her filmography and her timeline, it was probably Freaky Friday because that came out a year before Star Wars. And so think about how different Star Wars would be because Carrie Fisher was 19. They had to strap down her boobies. Because
aren't you a little short for Stormtrooper?
Yeah. Right. Hey, I couldn't wait for it because I knew that would be the line. but yeah, she was Jodie Foster was only 13 or 14 at the time.
Yeah.
And so it would have been a very different Princess Leia. There would have been no sexual tension with Han Solo. There would be no love triangle with her brother and Han Solo.
Weird. Why would they even offer that to her?
I always question those stories. It seems like actors are always coming out saying, oh, you know, that was, I turned down that role. And then you talk to the director and they go, no, that's not true.
Yeah. I mean, she was on like the first callback list, but she wasn't going to get it.
That makes me. Oh, by the way.
I can smell your lunch, sir.
Yeah. She was a great big Wookiee, sir. True Detective Night Country.
Yes. Good. Weird.
Way weird. Way out there.
Is it like the first season with occult stuff?
Yeah, it's really, really weird. But she is awesome. Like Jodie Foster is so good in it in one episode. So,
all right, coming
She's
up
fighting
next
with Jen Alpha right now. Did you know that?
Who?
Jodie Foster is at war with young people right now.
Why?
She just says that Gen Z is, or Alpha, or whichever one it is, the latest one, she just says that they won't work, and they all got mad at her and started attacking her online, I think it was a week ago.
She's probably not online, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she probably never heard of computer.
What's a computer?
All right, the Rant Revival is next.
Gang gang. Gang gang.
Said gang gang, sir.
Gang gang.
Spencer's, right?
Or something like that. But yeah, but yeah. Did you know anyone that...
I feel like it's fictional.
That bought it and then was like, yeah, man.
It's like a fruit roll-up, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like you have to gnaw into it?
I know. That's like beef jerky.
I remember when my first cousin got some.
All right.
And he wore them, but...
He did.
Yeah.
Underneath the statue.
I mean, I got full halfway through.
And then you made him finish.
That's the other thing. It's like, yeah. Well, you're eating the underwear, and then you're like, you know what? I'm full. I'm done.
I'm gonna vomit all over you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So it is made of fruit roll-up stuff, right?
In my head, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should go visit the incest statue and put fruit roll-ups over their genitals.
Would that make
Bob,
headlines?
Bob, did you predict that sentence was going to be said today when we started Night Revival?
No, I did not.
If
I did not see
climbing
that.
On the incest statue, eating a fruit roll-up off a wiener.
You're holding the cellophane in your teeth, trying to pull it off.
Is that Corby?
While desperately trying to keep yourself going.
Right.
All right. All
right, we need to let Gordon answer his grinder, and we need to listen to some audio next.
And by the way... It's 7:35 tonight. Twitch.
Twitch. That's right.
.tv/actualGordonKeith.
Is George?
Dave Lane may make an appearance, and you may see the appointment that I almost missed the rant for was getting my hair cut, and she butchered it.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I don't think my hair has been this short in forever.
Oh no.
He looks like old Monk.
Yeah. Please get that haircut.
Three Stooges
woman,
hair.
But it is a tiger.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. We love you. There he goes. Gordon
love
Keith.
You.
Another week of the rant.
Plant.
At Mockingbird.
The page boy haircut, the Prince Valiant look.
Yeah, that's when I was useful.
Totally
tomato
useful.
Red.
All right, so we have E! News Jr. bleeding into the rant revival, as I have a few E! News stories that are more appropriate for the rant revival. First thing I want to talk about is Gordon's new favorite movie. At least I assume it is. Have you seen Saltburn yet?
You know, I haven't. I've not seen it.
It is so up your alley. Has anyone seen
Why
it?
Why is that?
You've seen it?
No. I have not. I was agreeing with him.
I guess I don't know what it is.
This has been recommended to me several times.
So it is on Amazon Prime.
Is there lesbians in it?
And it stars Barry Keoghan.
Scissor me.
He's been in tons of stuff lately. He was in The Banshees of Inisherin. He was the son of the constable or the police chief or whatever.
Okay,
you would know him if you saw him.
Yeah.
And so he plays a private school kid who doesn't have any money, who befriends a rich kid who is the heir to an estate called Saltburn. This is in England. And he works his way into the favor of the family. And it's like a dark comedy and kind of a psychological thriller in a way. But Barry Keoghan, his character is insane. There are several scenes involving bathtubs, involving graves. And then there is a final scene involving him dancing through Saltburn in the nude. And the song that soundtracks this scene is a 2001 song called Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor. And so it came out in 2001, but on the strength of its role in this movie, it has cracked the top 100, the Billboard top 100 for the first time. It's number 98 right now, but it is huge on the Instagram and TikTok. Because people are recreating the scene, the dancing through the estate. I don't know if they're doing it in the nude, but they are doing it to this song. You really need to watch this movie, Gordon.
So it's movie, not series?
It's movie.
Okay.
Yes. It's movie. It's long. It's super disturbing. It's super weird.
Now, is this going to be on TV?
I mean, it's not happiness level disturbing, but it's pretty disturbing. And I very much want to hear your take on it, Gordon.
God, back in the days of freaking VCRs and DVDs, the amount of happiness VHSs that were being thrown around up here from Gordon were unbelievable.
Right. That was his default gift. He just had a box of them at home.
Yeah.
And anytime it was
like
any
moonstruck,
any occasion.
Yeah. And you always wanted us to watch it with either our pastor or our in-laws.
Yeah. Hey, watch this with your in-laws if you're looking for something to do with them. That way you don't really have to talk too much, you know. Just watch a movie.
It's happy.
Put this on.
It's happy.
It's about a family.
Yes.
It's about a family and it's about happiness.
White people.
Is that still the most disturbing movie you've seen, or is Saltburn more disturbing than
that? No. Saltburn is not. It's maybe half as disturbing as Happiness.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I don't remember when, but I finally...
Did you see it with Suegra?
I think I was... No. I think I was made to watch it to work at the ticket. Because
seriously, it felt that way, didn't it?
Gordon had that in the handbook for a while.
And wasn't that in like late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah.
I may have mentioned that movie once.
Oh, my God.
You're acting like I promoted it constantly.
Oh, my God.
That and Idiocracy and...
I did promote that one quite a bit.
Yeah.
Buff Tanner.
I think
those are the three things Gordon used to
promote. Yeah, and that too. But not happiness.
I think that next, or like inside of Lee Harvey Oswald's bathtub are the postcards that Philip Seymour Hoffman squished against his wall.
Right.
That Gordon has all those.
All right. A lot of P1s haven't seen that movie. Don't ruin it for them.
I'm not. That's like the opening scene.
See if it's streaming.
He had a natural adhesive.
Yeah. Do you remember the question, Gordon, that the boy asked his father after the sleepover that the father had engineered?
Yes. Just...
Yeah. Don't.
It's too creepy.
We do. I do remember that. It's the worst question ever asked on
and
film.
His dad's answer was creepy. Everything about it was creepy.
He just wanted to know if he was attractive to his own father.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, come on.
Yeah.
It's your movie.
Yeah,
it's not my movie.
According to Keith Production.
It's Bob. Bob brought him from Lynchburg.
No doubt you have a producer credit in there, right?
From like Gordon Keith's film. From executive producer Gordon Keith.
No, we're talking about Saltburn.
Written and directed by
Gordon Keith.
Stop playing that sounder.
Speaking of the
new from Muser Films,
the themes of happiness. So there is a
1998 is when it came out.
Former reality star, Survivor winner Nick Wilson is a state representative in Kentucky, and he had to take to Facebook yesterday and post a clarification after heavy criticism when he filed a state
bill
that would have legalized sex between first cousins.
Oh, what?
Sex crimes. Maybe we shouldn't have been doing jokes while he was setting up the story there.
So his Facebook post, he says, during the drafting process, there was an inadvertent change which struck first cousins from the list of relationships included under the incest statute.
God. And there's an incest statute?
And I failed to add it back in. And then so...
That's Corby being offended by this law.
Corby says with disbelief...
So he said,
talking to an officer who's putting cuffs on him.
Wait, what?
There's an incest statute?
No way.
The hard line. The show based on incest.
Like when?
Whoa.
In this state?
So.
Okay, but I saw that news story, and of the relationships listed, that was the least offensive of all.
Right. So. He tries to clarify, saying that he actually was trying to broaden the law and have more inappropriate behavior be included under the statute. So he says, currently, incest only applies in cases of intercourse. Mm. So sexual touching or groping by uncles,
Corby's about to finish,
stepdads, or anyone with a familial relationship is not included in incest. My bill makes that kind of sexual contact a felony.
God, so much talking. Jack this guy.
So that wouldn't be incest, according to the current Kentucky law.
Of course,
so
this
you
is
need to move to Kentucky.
This is coming out of Kentucky.
He says, I understand I made a mistake and sincerely hope my mistake doesn't hurt the chances of the corrected version of the bill. It's a good bill. I hope it will get a second chance. So he added cousins back into the list of perpetrators.
Smack! Do you think a lot of people travel to Kentucky to see that incest statue?
No, Corby, I think you're misunderstanding
you're totally
here.
Confused. But,
the word is statute.
Oh.
Statute.
Oh.
What you thought it would be
that cool statue about incest?
When you envision
that the dead?
An incest statue, what do you picture?
Cousins. Kentucky. All of it.
I prefer not
cousins. In a hayloft.
Not in all caps.
Do you think they got like a really famous sculptor to do the incest statue? Wait a minute. What? You're going to pay me to do what? Yeah, it's Kentucky.
All right. And finally, there's a big holiday coming up.
Boy, the confusion.
The next holiday that's already in stores.
Blanking Day?
Well, I mean, it could be. If your cousin is your Valentine.
Okay, but if first cousins same age.
Here we go.
Adults. It's a religious law that we have, right?
It's a gross law. No, I mean,
there's lots of gross things that are legal.
Well, it's a proper law.
Back in the day, first cousins were fair game.
Corby Davidson.
Yeah. So why is that? Why were they fair game then? Isn't God's law eternal?
They weren't fair game. It literally ruined Jerry Lee Lewis's career.
Before that.
Okay, you're talking about like...
In the old world.
In Game of Thrones days, if that was a period. Gross.
I'd like to pin Dave down on...
If that was an incest period.
Right.
Pin Dave down and do what to him?
Quote the old world. I just would like to hear the when that started.
I don't know.
What's the last year of the old world?
From like the
right when Cobain killed himself.
From like the most evil times
when grunge hit.
When the apostles were listening to Pearl Jam.
So if you are looking for a Valentine's gift for your cousin, Kim Kardashian's lingerie company Skims has something that you might be interested in.
What's that?
They have a one-size-fits-all novelty set of
camel toe
edible underwear.
Ugh.
$34 bra and $24 matching panty.
Made of Funyuns?
That's made of fully edible candy.
Bugles.
God, what if that's the flavor they chose for the edible underwear was Funyuns.
So then you go down there and it smells like two bags of Bugles?
Yeah. It's like total onion crotch.
It's the Funyun. It's kind of a fail safe.
It's not me. It's the Funyuns.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen a pair of edible underwear?
I feel like that was part of like 80s.
You would see it in like Spencer's, right?
Or something like that. But did you know anyone that...
I feel like it's fictional.
That bought it and then was like, yeah, man.
It's like a fruit roll-up, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like you have to gnaw into it?
I know. That's like beef jerky.
I remember when my first cousin got some.
All right.
And he wore them, but...
He did.
Yeah.
Underneath the statue.
I mean, I got full halfway through.
And then you made him finish?
That's the other thing. It's like, you're eating the underwear, and then you're like, you know what, I'm full, I'm done.
I'm gonna vomit all over you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so it is made of fruit roll-up stuff, right?
In my head, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should go visit the incest statue and put fruit roll-ups over their genitals.
Would that make headlines?
Bob, did you predict that sentence was going to be said today when we started Night Revival?
No, I did not.
If
I did not see that.
Climbing on the incest statue, eating a fruit roll-up off a wiener.
You're holding the cellophane in your teeth, trying to pull it off.
Is that Corby?
While desperately trying to keep yourself going.
Right.
All right, we need to let Gordon answer his grinder, and we need to listen to some audio next.
And by the way... it's 7:35 tonight, Twitch.
That's right.
.tv/actualGordonKeith.
Is George?
Dave Lane may make an appearance, and you may see the appointment that I almost missed the rant for was getting my hair cut, and she butchered it.
Oh my God.
I don't think my hair has been this short in forever.
Oh no.
He looks like old Monk.
Yeah. Please get that haircut.
Three Stooges
woman,
hair.
But it is a tiger.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. We love you. There he goes. Gordon
love
Keith.
You.
Another week of the rant.